I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and Merry Christmas, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we have this Christmas reminder. We're talking about the true light, about how Jesus came into the world. We're going to be taking a look at this passage of scripture today from John chapter 1, just talking about how Jesus, the true light, came into this world. And for those that would believe in him and receive him, he's made us to be children. We can become children of God. This truly amazing promise for us today. So since it's Christmas Day, and I'm sure you're spending time with your family, we're going to do a little quicker daily communion meditation today. We're going to kind of jump right into the passage of scripture. We're going to pray first, and then we're going to jump into our passage of scripture for today. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1. And the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then typically we take a few minutes to examine ourselves and get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before we take communion for today. But today we're going to jump. I'm going to skip over some slides. We're going to jump right into the passage of scripture for today. So let's start with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening. Hope, let them just enjoy their time with their families and those connected to them today, Lord. And I pray for all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Father, I ask you to send us opportunities to do good, opportunities to be a blessing, people that we can help, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. Keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal, and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. So typically we go through our four fundamentals. Talk about these four things. Let's stay positioned in the light today. Stay positioned in humility and forgiveness. Just focus on how can I do good to the people that I'm around today, the people closest to me. Let's stay positioned in praise and thanksgiving all day today. And let's just start magnifying the light, this true light that's come into the world. Start magnifying God. Start magnifying his word and his promises and his faithfulness today. Let's take our positioning in that. Let's start magnifying that today. And let's stay tuned in for God's leading and direction today. Today's the 25th of the month. It's Christmas Day. He's got some amazing things he wants to show you today. Just stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. And let's take action. Let's do good today. Let's do those things that you know to do. Let's take a look at this scripture here. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light, Jesus, the true light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So I was once watching a movie. I think it's about the story of the life of Lee Strobel. And he was an investigative reporter. I forget the name of the movie. And his wife comes to believe in Jesus. She becomes a Christian. But he's wrestling with it. He's fighting against it. He wants to prove her wrong. And this is going on for years. And she's praying and she's believing for him. She's trying to get him on the same page with her. And he's just fighting against it. And finally, he comes to believe. And he says it was her love, even through all that, as he was giving her a hard time, it was her love that won him over. And he says, what do I do now? And she references this verse. He says, you just simply believe, you receive, and you become. You believe in his name, you receive his grace from him. We're going to see here, he's given us grace upon grace. You receive from him and you become his child. Not so much about what you do, it's about what you become. Children born of natural descent, not of human decision or of a husband's will, but born of God. The word, Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, this is the one I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. Out of his fullness, we've all received grace in place of grace. It says some places, it says grace upon grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, and he's made him known. So, Father, we thank you for this Christmas day. We thank you for this true light that came into the world, that out of his fullness you've given us grace upon grace, that we can believe in his name, receive from him, and become children of you, Lord, of you, Father. Just thank you that he's full of grace and truth. We think of that on the night Jesus was betrayed. He took the bread and he said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And they said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. Out of his fullness, we've all received grace upon grace. He's full of grace and truth. Father, we just thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Just experiencing his fullness and his grace and his truth. The true light. Got this amazing reminder of this on Christmas Day. Father, we thank you for this cup. And I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. All right, so let's make this Christmas day. Let's make it a masterpiece. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the time with your family, your friends, those connected to you. Let's stay positioned in that true light. Keep magnifying it. Pay attention to those symptoms. You ever get off track? You just turn it around quickly. Stay tuned in today. Let's take action. Do good today. Do the things that you know to do. Let's do good today. And do it together with God. And He's going to lead you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And I look forward to seeing you on our next Daily Communion Meditation.